Final thoughts. The majority of people don't want to hate. They only want to raise their children and make a living. But for others, hatred blossoms, and you can see the hidden loathing, the antisemitism that's been festering for years. Unfortunately, in some, it is alive and well. All people are capable of hating, hating Jews and hating Israel. But how do you make the world a better place? Only by teaching the children. Only through education can you teach people not to hate. It is not a matter of tolerance, as some people believe. You can teach people to tolerate, but there also has to be acceptance, acceptance of individuality and diversity. We are the children of light and the children of darkness. Through the ambiguities, we must try to see the positive. We have to understand that in spite of our differences, basically, we are all the same, whether we are Jews, Muslims, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists. I am not sure whether I am optimistic in the short term, but I'm certainly more optimistic in the long term. Why? Because I see that the way refugees are being treated today is better than the Jews were treated in the 1930s. Then all the doors were closed to us. Where could we go? I like the analogy of the smooth pebble that is washed up on the shore. How many thousands of years did it take for this pebble to become smooth and warm? The world is getting better, but it takes a long time.